The importance of monitoring, evaluation and learning in public health management consulting. As a public health consultant, you know that implementing effective programs and interventions is critical to improving health outcomes. However, it's not enough to simply implement these programs and interventions, you also need to monitor and evaluate their effectiveness and learn from your successes and failures. This is where monitoring, evaluation and learning, MEL, comes in. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the importance of MEL in public health consulting, how to develop an effective MEL framework, best practices for implementing MEL in public health programs, and the role of MEL in achieving Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. MEL is a process that involves monitoring the progress of a program or intervention, evaluating its effectiveness, and learning from the results. MEL helps public health professionals to understand what works and what doesn't, so they can make evidence-based decisions and improve health outcomes. Monitoring involves tracking the progress of a program or intervention and collecting data to measure its performance. Evaluation involves analyzing this data to determine the effectiveness of the program or intervention. Learning involves using this information to make improvements and inform future decision-making. MEL is important in public health consulting for several reasons. 1. Evidence-based decision-making. MEL helps public health professionals to make evidence-based decisions about program and intervention design, implementation, and funding. By monitoring and evaluating the effectiveness of these programs and interventions, public health professionals can determine what works and what doesn't, and make data-driven decisions about how to allocate resources. 2. Accountability and transparency. MEL helps to ensure accountability and transparency in public health programs and interventions. By monitoring and evaluating their effectiveness, public health professionals can demonstrate to stakeholders that their programs and interventions are making a real difference in improving health outcomes. 3. Continuous improvement. MEL helps public health professionals to continuously improve their programs and interventions. By learning from their successes and failures, public health professionals can make incremental improvements to their programs and interventions, leading to better health outcomes over time. To develop an effective MEL framework, you need to consider the following key components. 1. Goals and objectives. Your MEL framework should be aligned with the goals and objectives of your program or intervention. This will help you to focus your monitoring and evaluation efforts on the outcomes that matter most. 2. Indicators. Your MEL framework should include clear and measurable indicators that will help you to track progress towards your goals and objectives. These indicators should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, SMART. 3. Data collection and analysis. Your MEL framework should include a plan for collecting and analyzing data to measure progress towards your goals and objectives. This plan should include details on what data will be collected, how it will be collected, who will be responsible for collecting it, and how it will be analyzed. 4. Reporting and dissemination. Your MEL framework should include a plan for reporting and disseminating your findings to stakeholders. This plan should include details on what information will be reported, how it will be reported, and who will be responsible for reporting it. 5. Learning and adaptation. Your MEL framework should include a plan for learning from your successes and failures, and adapting your programs and interventions accordingly. This plan should include details on how you will use your findings to make improvements, and who will be responsible for implementing these improvements. Implementing MEL in public health programs can be challenging, but there are several strategies that can help. 1. Engage stakeholders in the MEL process from the beginning, and keep them informed throughout. This will help to ensure buy-in and support for your MEL efforts. 2. Use participatory approaches to involve program participants and other stakeholders in the MEL process. This will help to ensure that your MEL efforts are relevant and meaningful to those who are most affected by your programs and interventions. 3. Build capacity within your organization and among your partners to implement MEL effectively. This may involve training staff and partners on MEL concepts and tools, and providing ongoing support and guidance. 4. Use technology to streamline data collection, analysis, and reporting. This can help to reduce the burden of MEL on staff and partners, and improve the accuracy and timeliness of your findings. MEL plays a critical role in achieving Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. By monitoring and evaluating progress towards the SDGs, public health professionals can identify areas where additional efforts are needed and adjust their programs and interventions accordingly. For example, MEL can help to track progress towards SDG 3, Good Health and Well-being, which aims to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. By monitoring and evaluating the effectiveness of public health programs and interventions, public health professionals can identify areas where additional efforts are needed to achieve this goal. To implement MEL effectively in public health programs, it's important to follow these best practices. 1. Start with clear goals and objectives. Ensure that your MEL efforts are aligned with the goals and objectives of your program or intervention from the beginning. 2. Use participatory approaches. Involve program participants and other stakeholders in the MEL process to ensure that your efforts are relevant and meaningful. 3. Collect and analyze data regularly to track progress towards your goals and objectives and identify areas where additional efforts are needed. 4. Report and disseminate your findings to stakeholders regularly to ensure accountability and transparency. 5. Learn from successes and failures. Use your findings to learn from your successes and failures and make incremental improvements to your programs and interventions over time. MEL is a critical component of public health consulting. By monitoring and evaluating the effectiveness of programs and interventions, public health professionals can make evidence-based decisions, ensure accountability and transparency, and continuously improve health outcomes. To develop an effective MEL framework, it's important to consider the key components of goals and objectives, indicators, data collection and analysis, reporting and dissemination, and learning and adaptation. By implementing MEL effectively, public health professionals can contribute to achieving Sustainable Development Goals and improving health outcomes around the world.